Good morning.
It's Tuesday.
Let's begin the show.
What is this show?
Comedy, music, live.
Try to pretend you're back in your college radio station.
Hey, listen, you're not trying to get me to smoke pot, are you?
100% digital broadcast.
I love this show.
Me too.
Well, just expect me to do a lot of sour-faced, arms-folded, head-shaking.
Today, Tuesday.
Tuesday?
What time is it?
It's showtime.
Boston's greatest hits. 105.7 WROR. Here's Lauren and Wally.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Wednesday morning, Lauren and Wally morning radio program. How's everybody doing this morning?
Freezing this morning.
It is
20
cold.
Degrees.
Really cold. And we would say, baby, it's cold outside, but we know now that's politically incorrect. We can't say that. We can't have that song.
Get away from me.
Can't have that song anymore. Radio station in Cleveland is actually banned it, and because it's just politically correct. But I think we've come up with the right alternative here, so play this for you. Just get things going this one, okay?
I really can't
you
stay.
You don't have to say anymore.
I've got to go away.
Hey, look, I open the door.
Say, what's in this
just
drink?
Water and ice, I
Why
think.
Don't we kiss?
I'm trying to respect your every wish.
I'm telling you, no, no,
That's
no,
That's why
sir.
I'm not moving closer.
You sure you're good if I
yep.
do not stay?
The Uber is on its
well,
way.
I gotta go.
Whatever you think's best. Baby, right there's the door.
There we go. Okay, now we're all square. Okay, things we got coming up on the program today. We got the Harlem Globetrotters going to be here in the studio this morning, a little after 7, so stick around for that.
Zeus.
It is really, really, really a great show. I mean, really a great show. Funny, funny, funny show, too. The kids will love it, the whole family.
Oh, the Globetrotters. I thought you meant this show.
Oh, no,
I was confused.
I was like, yeah, no, that's not true.
Wow.
That's not.
Okay.
We're not the Washington Generals of the radio business, but...
Okay, we now know the most expensive liquid on planet Earth. We'll reveal that for you this morning here. Let me see. Do you realize that you have been eating your hamburger wrong your entire life?
Really?
Didn't realize that?
No, I had no idea.
I'll tell you what you've been doing wrong here this morning.
There's a better way? I think they're pretty good as they are.
No, there's a correct way. Well, it's kind of blown up on the web now because people are arguing over the proper way to eat your hamburger. Speaking of hamburgers, did you see what Burger King is doing?
Yeah, it's a weird promotion.
It really is a weird promotion.
Make
sure,
you go
that
to
would
the competitors to order a sandwich.
Okay, so now LBF is going to be doing the dirty laundry at 7:45 this morning. What are you going to be covering in dirty laundry?
I'm going to be
today?
Covering my new favorite shows on television, including the one that's sweeping the nation, Dirty John.
Oh yeah, Dirty John.
It's great. It's
okay,
great stuff.
Stick around. All this is coming. By the way, post office is closed today. Did you get your stamps yesterday? Did you get your stamps yesterday?
I sure did.
Okay, you got to get those Christmas cards out. And the stock market's going to be closed today as well. Okay, and
good.
Today is the special ceremony for President H.W. Bush.
National Cathedral.
Yes, from Washington. Okay, all this coming up this morning right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
105.7 WROR, the Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Okay, everybody, get ready because we're going to have some fun now. We're going to do our dead level best to give away $1,000 in cash from Century Bank. We have a player standing by on the line this morning. This is a man who's so special. When he was born, his parents gave him two first names. His name is Matthew Henry. He's on the line with us this morning. Good morning, Matthew, and welcome to the Lorna Wally Show. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Good morning, everyone.
Morning. Morning. So you
sound nervous.
Yeah, you sound very nervous.
Don't sound nervous. No. It's okay. It's going to be fine.
His middle name's Henry. Be good to him.
Here's the deal. Now, by the way, I understand you're in the trade show business.
That's correct. I'm in the trade show business.
So you probably, you know, meet a lot of interesting people and gather a lot of useless information and facts, right?
Useless information, yeah. I get all the girls.
Okay, I got you. So here's what's going to happen. LBF is going to ask you 10 questions in a time frame of 60 seconds. Your job is simply to give us 10 correct answers in that time frame. Remember, you go pass anytime you want to. Come back, you got time left at the end. Pick them up, you get them all right. Give you $1,000. How's that sound? Good deal?
Sounds good to me.
Ready to play?
I'm ready.
Yes,
everybody's
sir.
Ready. Okay, let's do it. Let's play Win a Grand in 60 seconds.
What cereal did Tony the Tiger declare they're great?
Frosted Flakes.
Who lost $8,000 in It's a Wonderful Life?
Pass.
What is a male swine called?
Hog.
Frodo, Gandalf, and Bilbo Baggins are all characters from what?
Lord of the Rings.
What country's main government buildings are known as the Kremlin?
Russia.
Daniel Ellsberg leaked these to the New York Times.
Pass.
Lay down your money and you play your part is a line from what song?
The Gambler.
Spell millennial.
M-I-L-L-E-N-N-I-A-L.
What is the longest running Broadway show?
Hamilton.
Where did the first season of the show Survivor take place?
Oh!
Time!
That's out of time!
Okay, you got four correct. You missed three, and you passed on a couple here. So
yeah, when you pass on them, you run out of time. But so don't worry. But the person who lost $8,000 in It's a Wonderful Life, that would be Uncle Billy. A male swine is called a boar. Daniel Ellsberg leaked the Pentagon Papers to the New York Times. Lay down your money and you play your part is a line from Hungry Heart. Good job on millennial, by the way. Tough word to spell. What's the longest running Broadway show? The Phantom of the Opera. I have no idea why. I hate that show. And then,
judgy.
Where did the first season of the show Survivor take place? Borneo.
Borneo. Now you know.
That's.
But do not be distraught because we have a fabulous consolation prize for you this morning.
Oh,
you're gonna love this.
Yeah,
you're gonna love this.
Love it.
LBF is gonna kill somebody to get their tickets for this.
Yep.
A pair of tickets to see the multi-talented Hugh Jackman perform a special evening of songs from Broadway and film. June 27th, TD Garden. Tickets go on sale this Friday morning at 10 o'clock. Visit WRR.com for more info. Have a great time.
Did you see The Greatest Showman?
I have, and it's absolutely fantastic, and I'm super excited to see this.
I told you everyone's going to be psyched to lose this week. It's almost better to lose.
Okay.
great week to be a loser.
All right, okay. Excellent.
Hey, thanks for playing, man. It's always good to have a loser on the show, okay? Okay, thanks a lot for playing this morning, okay?
Thanks. The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Are you ready for Men for Maine?
Sure.
Here we go.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Ephus is just wrapping up his annual physical with Doc Sider when we hear...
Well, Ephus, judging on your physical, I'd say you're in pretty good shape for a man your age.
Well, that's great, Doc, but tell me, do you think I live to be 90 like my grandfather?
Well, that all depends.
On what?
Well, you drink lots of beer?
No.
Hard liquor?
No.
Smoke tobacco?
Never.
Chew tobacco?
Uh-uh.
Eat fried steak?
Nope.
Pork barbecue ribs?
No.
Deep fried pork?
No, sir.
Party past midnight?
Never.
Drive fast cars?
Nope.
Race motorcycles?
Uh-uh.
Have wild sex with pretty young dancing girls?
No, sir.
Sheep?
Nope.
Goats?
Nope.
Various and sundry barnyard animals?
Never.
And then just one more question.
What's that?
Why in the hell would you even want to live to 90?
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine.
Yeah?
Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
We're seeing some we ain't never seen before, kids.
The Lorne and Wally Show.
Holy
105.7 WROR.
Okay, so the post office is closed today. But your theory is they actually need a day off.
I think they could use a day off. Yeah, it's, you know, their busy season. I went in yesterday to buy stamps. One poor lady working the counter.
Yep, all by
line
herself.
Line 5 or 6 people deep.
It's closed today.
And they're closed today, so they're going to be really busy tomorrow, too. So
right.
I think they need a little time off because, you know, every time I've gone in there, they've pointed out. Last time I was in, it was to me. This time it was to another person in line. How you've used the wrong envelope. And they assume everyone knows what all the envelopes they have are for.
I see.
They get cranky.
And they get very cranky. They pulled a lady out of line yesterday.
That's the worst.
She's like, well, what? She'd already packaged it and just had the address on a piece of paper. She's like, can I just tape this? Well, what did you put it in that envelope for? Because it's an envelope.
Oh my God! The level of stress I feel when I go to the post office because I'm afraid I'm not going to get it right, and I'm going to poke the bear.
It's like ordering soup on Seinfeld.
Yes, exactly.
You're right.
Oh, can I do this? Do you want a receipt? Yes, just give it to me. Oh my God, it's awful.
They need to change the colors of the post office because gray and blue can be kind of drab when you're there 40 hours a week.
What do you
Maybe
think?
Maybe they added
some yellow walls. They'd be happier. Yeah, something.
Yeah.
I just think this is a good time for them to take a day off.
Yep. Take a
relax
breath.
A little bit. Know that, you know, obviously it's going to get super crazy busy and people don't know what they're doing. Yes, we'll admit it. You're smarter than we are.
We don't. Yeah, we don't know because we only go in there like
once a year.
That's, you know.
And I understand how they feel.
Yeah.
I mean, because they probably, but they're taking a day off today because this is the, they're having, this
the
is a tribute to the president,
funeral.
George H.W. Bush.
For 41.
That's right. So I think we need a little salute to the post office this morning.
To honor the late president, George H.W. Bush, all U.S. post offices will be closed and there will be no mail delivery this Wednesday, the 5th of our busiest month. This will allow our grieving employees to spend the day in quiet reflection on the life of our 41st president. Or we might just go shopping and catch a movie and maybe grab a drink somewhere. So this Wednesday, as you spend a full day at your job, which will include deliveries from FedEx and UPS, please note that you won't be receiving all that junk mail and bills from us. We are the U.S. Postal Service. We deliver for you. Except for this Wednesday.
Okay, okay, thank you.
More Lorne and Wally now on 105.7 WROR.
I would like to say hi to that postal deliverer who sued me because my dog nipped him on the knee and got
$20,000. Wow. Oh, wow. Didn't bite him hard enough then.
But then that guy's in prison now.
Oh.
Okay, so we won't go there.
A shout out to my buddy, Chucky Roach, who listens every day on his way to work, except for today.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Okay.
The Lorne and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Okay, burger lovers of the world unite and listen very carefully now because I just learned this yesterday, that you've been eating your hamburgers the wrong way probably all of your life, and we're going to try to teach you, you this morning.
I mean, you're a burger aficionado.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I had a burger last night. I went to this, there's a little restaurant in my town called Chiera. They make a mean, really good hamburger.
Did you eat it this way that you're going to tell us?
Yes, I did.
You did?
Because I learned it yesterday. I thought, okay, I'll try that tonight.
Okay.
Okay, so they make really, really good, juicy hamburgers.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you order a hamburger, I'm not talking about fast food hamburgers, because, you know, it's all pretty much the same, but if you go into a place that makes really good hamburgers out of really good ground beef, and you order it like anything over medium rare, you're out of your mind, because then you lose all your juices and stuff.
Right.
But the problem is, when you have a really good, juicy hamburger with all the condiments and everything you put on there, it soaks the bun. And all of your life, you have probably been eating, like you see in the pictures, the hamburger with the bun on the top and all that. What you've been doing is you've been eating it upside down. What you should do is use the top of the bun on the bottom of the burger.
Really?
Okay, so you flip it.
Yeah, because it's usually about twice as big as the bottom of the bun. And so it has the ability, plus it's got that... You know, it has that
dome on it, and
it's browned on the...
It's more like a bowl, almost.
Basically, it is.
Yeah.
And it holds all the juices in place when you eat your hamburger. So from now on, and this was a tweet that went out a couple of days ago, that kind of exploded, and some people are saying, oh, it's a crime. Nobody should ever change the way you eat a hamburger, but everybody else says, no. If you really want to enjoy your hamburger, from now on, always use the top of the bun for the bottom of the bun.
Flip it over.
Okay, very simple.
Flip it and reverse it.
What if you had two tops? You
that
could have two
fine.
Tops.
The only problem with that is someplace else you're going to have two bottoms.
Yeah,
just throw them away.
That's right.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Something for the birds to eat. Okay, now.
And maybe if I drop a...
Are you already, Hankster? Because this is a big deal here. We got spanked last night.
Oh, boy. The Bruins are without three of their top stars. Patrice Bergeron's Dale Jarrett, Charlie McAvoy. Nothing funny about that.
Yeah, okay.
And you know what? They played like it last night. Blown out by the Panthers. 5-0 in Florida. They've lost 3 of 4. They play in Tampa Bay tomorrow night. Celtics until tomorrow night when the Knicks come to town. The Seas have won 3 straight. Tip time 8 o'clock. Pregame at 7:30 right here with Grandy and Max on 105.7 WROR. Patriots back on the practice field today in preparation for Sunday's game in Miami. Former Patriot, LBF's favorite, Danny Amendola, questionable. with a knee injury. Former Patriot Brandon Browner, he's having a bad day.
Oh, man.
Played a huge part in the Pats' Super Bowl 49 win over Seattle. Yep. Going to prison for 8 years for attempted murder.
Whoa.
Is that unbelievable or is that unbelievable?
College hoop, Providence over BC, 100-95. After 7 seasons at Ohio State, legendary football coach Urban Meyer is retiring. And hey, the NHL getting a brand new hockey team. It'll be their 32nd. They'll play in Seattle. They don't have any team name or mascot yet. They begin play on the 21-22 season.
The Seattle Starbucks.
That would be a good one.
Yeah.
The lattes.
The Seattle Starbucks.
I'm Hank Morris. That's a look at sports.
Okay. Thank you very much, Hank. Well, coming up next, we have a Brian Bell Buster this morning. And what is it all about today?
Well, it's about Christmas wrapping. Yeah, Mark wanted to get his wife, Elise, for her birthday. It falls in December. Don't want to forget about it. She applied for a job for, you know, one of those gift wrapping stations.
Like at the mall?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So okay. I'm going to call her and actually try to get her to sing, you know, gift wrapping.
Oh.
Maybe if I drop a beat for you, you could give me a little sample of Frosty. That would be great.
Right now?
Sure, yeah.
I can't believe I'm doing this. Frosty. Frosty was a snowman. Yeah. He was a jolly happy soul.
Yeah.
With a corn cob pipe and a button nose.
What kind of nose?
Without a cold.
105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show.
Hello.
The Brian Bell Buster.
Mornings on the 50s.
The Lauren and Wally Show.
105.7 WROR.
So I heard from Mark, he wanted to get his wife, Elise, a Brian Bell Buster, for her birthday. And Elise has applied for, like, the seasonal job at the mall, like, wrapping gifts.
Sure, yeah.
So I'm going to call her back, but I'm going to let her know that we actually need her to rap Christmas songs, like, sing.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Hello?
Hi, trying to reach Elise?
This is she.
Hi, Elise. Miles Finch from Slalom out here.
Oh, hi, Miles.
I have your application.
Yes, for the wrapping station.
Yes, I just wanted to check your qualifications. So you want to get some seasonal employment here at the mall?
I do. Figure a little extra cash, kids are at school, get a couple hours in, that'd be great.
Okay, so we're just kind of filling our rosters now. Christmas songs, some of the favorite Christmas songs.
Oh, I didn't know about that part.
Do you have any experience entertaining kids?
Other than having all the friends at our house, but not really.
Don't turn your back on them. They can be little buggers, let me tell you.
Yes. So I'm wrapping presents and I have to...
No, there's no wrapping presents involved in this. This is just the Christmas wrap troupe. This is a, you know, group that will come up and entertain the kids, you know, because the best way to spread Christmas cheer is singing loud for all to hear.
So I'm not wrapping at all. Wrapping presents, I mean.
No, this is Christmas wrapping. It's a rap group that will get up and entertain children. Do you have some favorite Christmas songs? Can you sing at all? Do you have a background?
I like the oldies. I like Frosty the Snowman and Rudolph. The good old classics are my favorite.
Okay, because that's
Drummer Boy.
Oh, I sure do love that David Bowie version. That's a big Crosby David Bowie.
Good. That's a great one.
Pa-rum-pa-pum-pum.
Yep.
Maybe if I drop a beat for you, you could give me a little sample of Frosty. That would be great.
Right now?
Sure, yeah. That's a pretty basic Christmas song. That'd be great.
I can't believe I'm doing this.
Let me just drop a beat for you.
Frosty was a snowman. Yeah. He was a jolly happy soul.
Yeah.
With a corn cob pipe and a button nose.
What kind of nose?
Got a cold.
Yeah.
Oh, great. Yeah. Okay. I think you see what we're going for there. That's really great. That's
I cannot believe he just did that.
Are you familiar with Jingle Bells? Maybe we could try Jingle Bells.
Yes. Try that one.
Yeah, here, let me give you that. Let me drop you a beat here. Okay, here you go.
Jingle bell, all the way. Oh, what fun. Ride in
the
one horse open
sleigh. Yeah.
Yay.
Well, that was an excellent audition. I think you've got the job and you are ready to sing to these kids. I think it's really
great. You know what? That's really not what I was planning on doing. I was really just truly going to rap because I make really pretty bows. I don't think I'm up for that. I don't really think I'm up for that.
No? Right.
That came from within. I have no idea where that came
really
from,
good.
But I really truly just was going to rap. Like W-rap.
Rapping.
Let's get this straight. W-rap.
You know, maybe we should get into some freestyle rap or some rap battling.
Maybe this isn't for me. I mean, I appreciate the offer, but I truly just wanted to make pretty bows. That's all I wanted to do.
Boy, that, your husband Mark's going to be disappointed. I bet he would be excited to see you up on stage performing at the mall. Like Debbie Gibson.
Mark, I didn't put him on the application. How do you know Mark?
Well, at least Mark actually called me. This is Brian Bell from the Lauren and Wally Show.
Oh, wow! Did I just sing that? More than you?
Yeah, he did. He wanted to get you a Brian Bell Buster so your birthday wouldn't go unnoticed in the month of December.
Oh, are you kidding me? That was meant for your ears.
So maybe you have a whole new career, at least. That was great.
Oh, my gosh. Mark, he's on the naughty list. Call for his stocking.
Merry Christmas. Happy birthday. And thank you for listening to the Lorna Wally Show.
Thank you very much. Yep, thank you for the birthday wish.
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lauren and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bell Buster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR.
This is extremely exciting because we have an actual living, breathing member of the Harlem Globetrotters in the studio with us this morning. His name is Zeus McClurkin. And good morning, Zeus. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, Wally, hey, BB, what's up, everybody?
So, this is an amazing. Now, this is an amazing story of perseverance because Zeus, who is now a professional basketball player, was cut from every basketball team he tried out for from the 7th through the 10th grade. Is that right, Zeus?
We're bringing up the past, huh? Yeah. I got cut quite frequently, but it really built my resilience early on. I learned how to fight for what I needed. And until I got that spot, but it also helped that I had a 5-inch growth spurt in 10th grade.
That'll do it.
5 inches in 1 year?
Yeah, I drank a lot of milk that summer.
Wow. Hung upside down in the car. Yeah.
How many shoes did you go through?
I went through a pair of shoes every year from the age of 8 to 15. So at 8, I wore 8, 9, 9, 10, 10, and blessedly it stopped at the age of 15.
Oh, my God. Wow. Yeah.
So 15, that's what the size shoe you wear now,
I'm at 15 right now.
Okay.
And I'm excited because the Globetrotters are coming back around. We saw you the last time you came through. And this time, they're at TD Garden, day after Christmas, the 26th. A 1 o'clock show and a 6 o'clock show. TDGarden.com or on Globetrotters.com. You guys do such a great show. It's so much fun.
Thank you. Yeah, and it's not just for basketball fans either. You know, everybody can enjoy the Harlem Globetrotter game, whether you're 9 or 99. Everybody has a great time. And anyone who's ever been there, you'll look out in the crowd, you'll see somebody with a huge smile on their face. And that's our goal, just spread joy and spread smiles and get a W.
Yeah. Yeah, you got a pretty good record.
Yeah, we're doing good.
The Washington Generals, what is their record now? Like 1 in 2012, something like that?
I think they've won over 200 games.
Oh, they have?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
the last time they beat us was in 1971. A long time ago. That's before anybody in here was born.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So now, there's a deal that you can get if you go to the Globetrotters game. They got a magic pass. Now, this takes place before the game, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And the fans can actually come down on the court and you teach them how to do trick shots and all that sort of thing, huh?
Yep. You get an opportunity to get up close and personal with your favorite Harlem Globetrotter, Zeus.
Zeus.
We'll spin the ball on your finger. We'll shoot a shot with you, take pictures, sign autographs. And it's just a great access to the players.
Well, now, I mean, trick shots. Yesterday was World Trick Shot Day.
Yes, national holiday.
Yes.
And I know, that's why the post office is closed today.
Yep,
you were in town just like a little bit ago doing some trick shots at Gillette Stadium.
Yes, that was a lot of fun. We wanted to hit 5 trick shots to commemorate the 5 Super Bowl championships that the Patriots have won. And we ended up hitting 6, so I guess you guys got
to
win.
Going to have to
win.
Oh,
nice.
Yeah, right, exactly.
I'll post it at WROR.com, but like, you hit one from the top of the stand, like the 340 section, over the edge, down to like the concourse.
Swish.
Yep, nothing but net.
Unbelievable.
Nice shot, Zeus.
Trick shots are kind of, you know, my son watches, you know, Dude Perfect constantly, and he's always watching trick shots. What can we do to improve our trick shot, you know?
Well, you know, there's no real way to practice it because, you know, you don't do those kind of things every day unless you are a Harlem Globetrotter. So for me, the trick was repetition, continually doing it every day, you know, and getting the confidence to do it. So many people attack these trick shots and they're like, there's no way I could ever do this until you do it. And then once you do it, it's not impossible
I'm
anymore.
Working on one from over the garage.
Oh, so, see?
Yeah.
Okay. How did you become a Globetrotter?
a series of fortunate events. I used to play against the Globetrotters for the Washington Generals.
So, oh,
yeah,
you did?
I was
okay.
on the team that famously loses, and eventually the Globetrotters got tired of me dunking on them, and they signed me over to a contract. But my introduction to the Globetrotters was my first game playing against them. I fell in love with them. Like, I saw how, you know, the impact that they had in every community that they go to. These aren't just great basketball players. You know, we're good people, too. We're going to schools doing anti-bullying rallies. We're going to children's hospitals. We got a program called Smile Patrol where we go into the rooms and just try to put a smile on the kids' faces. Wow. And I saw the impact that these guys were having on everyone, and I said, I got to be a part of this team.
That's
because
great.
My whole life, Hank, my teammates would tell me, you know, I was too nice. They said I smiled too much. This is why I struggled to be a basketball player later on, earlier in life. And one guy told me, he said, all you ever do is smile and dunk. That's all you do.
I'd today, smile if I could dunk.
Yeah. And today I get paid to do that.
Nice.
So awesome. It worked
That's
out.
That's awesome.
Hey, man. Yeah.
Hey, could I ask you kind of like a personal question?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is Zeus your given name, or is that a name?
No, you got to earn your name with the Globetrotters.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, the team calls me Zeus because of my dunking ability. They say every time I dunk it, it sounds like thunder, but I tell everyone else it's because of my godlike physique.
I love it.
Why does everybody laugh when I say that? I'm serious.
Yeah, no.
I work out.
I was going to have you introduce me to your sister, Poseidon. You know, that's great. Hey, Kate, now if you want to get tickets, you can go to Ticketmaster.com. You can also go to the TD Garden box office. And you guys got a website, the Globetrotters website?
Yeah, you can go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com. Grab tickets for that game the day after Christmas. Great Christmas gift. But you can also see all of it. All of this amazing trick shots that we're talking about.
Yeah.
You know,
yep.
you can see
yep.
all of our cool YouTube videos as well.
And this is like the fan power tour, so you do a lot with the fans.
Yeah, yeah. We're more interactive than ever this year. We
awesome.
Got you know, apps that you guys can download, and also we'll bring you down to the floor, spin the ball on your finger, maybe go up into the stands, eat your hot dogs because we get hungry.
That's good. Yeah. That's good.
Can you
That's
spin
good.
The ball on my finger right now?
Absolutely.
Okay,
are you left handed?
I sandbag.
No, I'm right handed.
Dangerous.
All right.
Yep. Okay, this is good. Okay,
wow.
I'm going to transfer it to Hank's finger, and the ball is spinning. Hey, Hank, that's pretty good.
Wow, that's
oh, my God.
Zeus, thank you
awesome.
Very much for being
wow.
with us.
Thank you, guys.
Really,
for
should we give away
really
a four-pack right
okay.
now?
Oh,
yeah, let's
yeah.
do it.
Let's
okay,
do
we
it.
Have tickets to that game coming up on the 26th. That's the day after Christmas. Well, let's do it to the 15th caller, 617-931-1057. You got that? In the meantime, we got a Men for Maine episode. Effie calls the fire department for help in an emergency, and that's next right here at 105.7 WROR.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Effie places a desperate phone call to the Bangor Fire Department when we hear...
Bangor Fire Department, can I help you?
Oh, yeah. This is Effie. You got to send someone over here quickly.
Well, what seems to be the problem?
Well, there's two naked bikers. They're climbing up toward my bedroom window.
Oh, well, lady, this is the fire department. I'll have to transfer you over to the police department.
No, it's you I want.
Well, whatever for?
Because they need a longer ladder.
Join us again for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine.
Hey, yeah.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Okay, so not only is the post office closed today, but the stock market is closed as well. But that's really kind of good news, because that means they can't lose another 3% of your 401k today. That's kind of, you know, take the positive note in the whole thing.
That was now, a little depressing. I don't pay attention to that stuff.
In the meantime, ladies and gentlemen, the bottom, speaking of the market, the bottom has fallen out of the tuna market.
Listen, this is bad news.
This is really bad news.
I love me a tuna sandwich. And apparently I'm alone because canned tuna is suffering. And Starkist is very unhappy. So they've been losing.
Sorry, Charlie.
Only 32% of adult consumers under the age of 35 recently bought canned seafood compared to 45% of shoppers 55 and older. And the reason.
Why? Now, this is the most ridiculous thing you have ever heard in your life.
The guy, the VP of marketing, said he blamed poor sales on lack of kitchenware. A lot of millennials, he said, don't even own can openers. Can openers. Now, this, I believe this is probably true, and here's why. Because I know people who don't have certain appliances that they should. Like my best friend, Melissa, does not own an iron. She's 46 years old, and she doesn't own an iron.
That,
isn't that crazy?
That's stunning.
So there's that. So I believe that millennials probably don't. And you can get the tuna in the pouches, but that seems weird to me. I don't like my tuna in a bag. I like it in a can.
Yeah, tuna belongs in a can.
And I like a can opener is also can be a beer opener.
Right.
So I feel that's like, why is that point. Not yeah. happening?
Multi-use.
Yeah, you need the multi-use one.
So maybe they should attach a can opener to the tuna fish and sell it for an extra quarter.
You know what? That is an excellent idea.
Why don't they start making it in the pop-open?
Some of them
like
do.
Like cat food.
Yeah, like cat food.
Yeah, like cat food.
Because that feels like cat food.
Okay, it is cat food.
Well, one of the problems, I would suspect that 95% of all people don't know the proper way to use a can opener anyway.
Yeah, you told me about that proper way, and I tried it, and it didn't work.
What do you mean it didn't work?
It didn't work. I went and tried. You were like supposed to put it on its side or something, and then you go
okay, I'll
it.
Tell you what. Tomorrow, I'll bring a can of tuna into the studio.
Great.
We'll do a demonstration.
Can we do it with something else?
I don't want to chunk light in oil either.
Okay. I'll bring a can of beans.
Okay, much
better.
Okay, I'll bring a can of beans into the studio tomorrow morning.
And you'll show me how.
At this time.
Okay.
And I will show you how to properly use your can opener.
See, now I feel younger because I don't know how to use a can opener properly. I'm almost a millennial.
That's sad.
Like, how do we have this? Like, nobody made this.
The Lauren and Wally Show.
You know, we got connections where we could have reached out to other
sources. On 105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com. Your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
We got prizes.
We do have prizes. Oh, my goodness. I'm very excited. We have a $100 Elizabeth Grady gift certificate to give away, and we're going to take the 15th caller, 617-931-1057. I love Elizabeth Grady, so this is awesome. Okay, we're going to talk about the Oscars right now.
The Oscars.
All right? Okay. So Kevin Hart is going to host the Oscars, which will be aired on February 24th.
How do you think he's
going
to do?
Well, here's what I want to talk about for one second, because Kevin Hart's fine. He's fine. I loved him in Jumanji. I thought he's fine. My problem is that this will be the 92nd Oscar ceremony, the Academy Awards.
Yeah.
And women, there have only been two women to host by themselves. That's Whoopi Goldberg 4 times, Ellen DeGeneres 2 times. There have been 14 women as co-hosts or part of like a foursome.
Sure, yeah.
And that, to me, is terrible because there are so many funny women and they need to make up for lost time. So I feel like for the next 10 years, it's women only. And there are really good ones out there. Tina Fey, Amy Poehler, Tiffany Haddish, oh my God, Amy Schumer, Samantha Bee, Melissa McCarthy, Sarah Silverman, Mindy Kaling, Kristen Wiig. I mean, just off the top of my head, why are we not having women host these things? Which is 2 times with Whoopi and Ellen? This is bad. I'm saying it. Don't you think it's bad, you guys?
Yes.
What do you expect them to say? What, you think we're all going to sit there and go, no,
I loved when Tina Fey and Amy Poehler hosted the Golden Globes.
Yeah,
it was spectacular.
She is awesome.
It was really, really good.
So, yeah.
And what do you think?
I think I don't really care who hosted.
Well, let's fire out. Yeah,
I really don't care.
But if you just pretend for a minute,
okay.
Let me
pretend to be sensitive. I think it's horrible.
No, I think it is kind of silly
because there are some really, 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 really funny women out there doing a great job.
My hope is that they're turning it down, because if not, you know what I'm going to have to do? I'm going to have to ban the Oscars, and I don't want to ban the Oscars because I like to judge people. And so,
I'd like to see Jesse May Peluso host the Oscars, our friend.
She can't ban the Oscars. There's no way you could
ban I could try hard.
No, you could.
All right,
you
just the red carpet, and then I'll turn it off.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, wait, I get sucked in again. No.
Okay, now Ellen DeGeneres, obviously, I mentioned she hosted it twice.
Sure.
And Ellen has a new stand-up comedy special coming out on Netflix on December 18th, and we have a sneak peek. Here you go.
A friend of mine was at my house, and I told him I'm going to do stand-up again. And he said, really? And I said, yeah, I was hoping for more of a really? And he said, well, do you think you're still relatable? Just then, Batu, my butler, stepped into the library. I lost my sitcom when I came out, and it took 3 years for me to get back on television. There was this one station manager that said, no one's going to watch a lesbian during the day. And I said, well, they weren't watching me at night. What time of day is good for a lesbian? I have an issue with all the emotional support animals that people are flying with now. You're walking down the aisle to your seat, which is 10B or whatever it is. It's like Noah's Ark. There's a woman with a ferret. There's a man with a mongoose. There's a lady with a donkey. I say 10B. Does a plane go back that far? I've never been back there.
The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Okay, game players, thrill seekers, gamers, are you ready to play a game this morning? Let's start by meeting our player who's online right now. He is in the sales game. He's a sales manager, as a matter of fact, from Medford, Massachusetts, named Mark Diskin. Morning, Mark. How you doing? Welcome to the show.
So,
I want you to speak up. Are you on a speakerphone?
Yeah, I'm on a speakerphone.
Okay, please pick up the, because we won't be able to hear your answers.
Yeah, that's important.
Come on, he lives on the Winchester line. He should have a very good phone.
He does Windows, too. Do you know that?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. That's much better.
Okay.
Good.
Now, so you're in the sales management game here, and are you one of those kind of guys when somebody asks you a question, you give them the answer, and they go, how did you know that? And you, I don't know, I just know that. You just know a lot of different stuff?
Yeah, I do know a lot of different stuff, although as I get older, I seem to forget more than I remember.
Well, you're in sales, right?
Yeah.
What's the last movie you saw?
Last movie was...
it's a sales guy always going out to see movies joke.
Oh, it is?
Anyway.
Is that,
yeah.
That's a terrible joke.
It was. It was really not good at all.
Yeah, okay.
Not good at all.
Okay, so Mark...
We'll cut that out once we go live on the air.
When we do this live, we'll cut that out. Okay, now here's the deal. Here's what we're going to do. LBF is going to ask you 10 questions. You're going to have 60 seconds to give us the answers in these 10 questions. Now, if you're really not sure, just boom, blow right through it. You know, say a pass, move on. You have time left at the end to come back. And you finish them up, you get them all right. And we'll present you with $1,000 in cash from our friends at Century Bank. It's that simple. Are you ready to play this morning?
I am as ready as I'll ever be, yep.
LBF, are you ready with the questions?
I'm ready.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's play Win a Grand in 60 seconds. Go.
What do we celebrate December 31st?
New Year's Eve.
What's your favorite color?
Red.
Who was David Robert Jones better known as?
Pass.
Who is Woodstock's Beagle Buddy?
Pass.
Which mythological creature was half man, half horse?
Centaur.
What element is represented by the chemical symbol PB?
Pass.
What famous character did Ian Fleming create?
James Bond.
What brand of underwear is Marty wearing in Back to the Future?
Calvin Klein.
How many white stripes are in the American flag?
Seven.
In which city is the Cotton Bowl played?
Dallas, Texas.
Okay, who was David Robert Jones better known as?
John Paul Jones.
Who was Woodstock's Beagle Buddy?
Jimi Hendrix.
What element is represented by the chemical symbol PB?
Oh!
Time is expired. Okay, well, we got six right on that. We got one, two,
you
three.
You did well. You did well. This was good. This was. I was in a lousy mood, so this was a hard quiz.
He got a couple of tough ones, too.
Yeah. Okay, he did.
Bring him up to speed on this.
Okay, here we go. David Robert Jones is David Bowie. Woodstock's Beagle Buddy is Snoopy. Element represented by the chemical symbol PB is lead. And
I
there
thought
are
it was peanut butter.
And
that's PBJ. PBJ.
There are six white stripes on the American flag. There are seven
red.
So
okay.
Yeah,
that was a good job.
And I like your favorite color. It's one of my favorite colors too.
It's a beautiful color.
But wait,
it goes along with those seven stripes on on the flag.
We have a consolation prize for you that's even better than $1,000, in my opinion.
Load of this. You're going to be going big time with a pair of tickets to see Hugh Jackman perform songs from Broadway and film with a live orchestra. It's coming up June 27th at the TD Garden.
It's the hottest ticket in town. I know everyone's talking about the Rolling Stones, but I'm telling you, did you ever see The Greatest Showman?
No, I haven't.
Well, watch that, and then you'll fall in love, and then you'll... email me and be like, thanks for making sure I didn't win $1,000.
Well, hey, have a great time at the show. It is a fantastic show. I see. By the way, if you want to go on the old interweb, you can see him rehearsing. They got some clips of him rehearsing, getting ready for the show.
Ooh,
yeah,
okay.
New Jackman.
Yeah. Okay. See, even Lauren is
tickets
Googling.
Go on sale Friday, 10 a.m. Yep. Visit WRR.com. Have a great time at the show, okay?
Okay, thanks a lot.
Okay, thanks a lot, Mark. Have a great day. Hey, you think you got what it takes to do this, win this game, win $1,000 from Century Bank?
You don't.
Okay. Boy, you get pretty cocky, aren't you?
Wow.
Yep.
Okay. You gotta sign up to qualify. Log on to WRR.com. 105.7 WRR. Good morning. This is the Lorna Waddy Morning Radio Program. So there's a musical band that's taken place, radio station in Cleveland. I don't know the name of the station. Insignificant 101 or something like that.
Who cares? We don't want to mention them anyway.
Yeah, one of those kind of stations. And maybe they're doing this for publicity, but people are really getting stirred up about this because they have banned the song Baby It's Cold Outside.
Yeah, because it's gotten a bad rap because people think it's like about, you know, trying to
seduce,
roofie a girl, basically. Yeah. You know. And
promoting what are your daughter saying? Promoting rape culture?
Rape culture, yes.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
Although, you know, it's like it's part of my I love Elf.
Yeah.
And this is one of my favorite scenes from Elf.
Watched Elf over the weekend.
Yeah.
So really I'd better scurry. Well, maybe just a half a drink more. The neighbors might think. Say, what's in this drink?
But in the old singer.
I wish I knew how to break the spell.
I'll take your hand.
So sweet.
It is sweet.
I ought to say no.
And I don't just love this because Zooey Deschanel's in the shower.
I know.
Nope, that's true.
I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense of hurting my heart?
I really can't stay.
This is where she figures out that he's in there.
Yeah, that's no good. So anyway, I can appreciate people's reaction to this song, but I actually don't think it should be banned. And I don't. It does sound a little bit, for lack of a better term, rapey. But I have been reading all about it. And it's really just a conversation between two consenting adults in a time when unmarried women were not supposed to sleep over. And essentially, she's like coming up with excuses, and so is he. And she's like, I can't do this because people will talk, and my mind is vicious. And it's like a tension from the song, from her own desire to stay, and society's expectations that she'll go.
It's a different song from a different time.
It really is.
And the other thing is, if I may add, I think the thing that might be the tipping point, hey, what's in that drink?
Yeah, that's the sticking point for a lot of people. And, you know, when she says, you know, it's about, like, what's in this drink? Is it too much alcohol? Like, because she wants to sleep over. I mean, it's also, I just don't think it's as, and I'm usually come down on the other side of these sort of things, but it's just as a time and a place, I think we need to really revisit what the song is about. Because it was a totally different time.
It's a totally different time. When we had Josh Davis on with us yesterday, he was talking about different times, different, you know, with everything. And you have to take that into consideration.
Well, yeah, and I don't know. I mean, also, I really like the Michael Bublé version.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I think I've got a pretty good version.
You got a new one?
This might solve all the problems.
Oh, good.
Would you like to hear it?
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Really can't
you
stay.
Don't have to say anymore.
I've got to go
hey,
away.
Hey, look, I opened the door.
What's in this
just
drink?
Water and ice, I
why
think.
Don't we kiss?
I'm trying to respect your every wish.
I'm telling you, no, no,
that's
no,
why
sir.
I'm not moving closer.
Sure you could if I
yep.
do not stay.
The Uber is on its
well,
way. Whatever you think's best.
All
baby, right there's
the door.
There you go.
105.7 WROR.
The Lauren and Wally Show, brought to you by Horizon Interiors.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It's time to talk to you about the lousiest date ever. Right here on the Lorna White Morning Show. Okay, so this is really an amazing story, and it's a true story.
So what is it? You have the story.
Okay. This guy, he meets this woman on Tinder, and he says...
like we all do.
You know, yeah, man, you know, you want to have a date, be first date, they're going to meet, you know, and he says...
first and last date he
says,
on Tinder.
Could be. He says, just wear a black dress.
Oh, and so he's interesting.
She
What's
thinks, okay,
going
you know,
to be on the menu?
The little
LBD,
you know, LBD, yeah. Little black dress thing going. So, well, this must be like a fancy place or something like that. So he picks her up, and he takes her, you know, escorts her to the car. She gets in the car. She takes a ride with him, and they pull up to a funeral home.
Okay.
And they go in, and she realizes once they get inside the funeral home. That she is there to attend his grandmother's funeral.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Are you serious?
Okay, so.
Well, maybe he was, like, trying to avoid people like, so are you seeing anyone special? You know, that's annoying.
Yeah.
So they have, you know, it was like the pre-service thing. And so they have the viewing and all this stuff. And then she sticks with it. I got to give her credit.
There's a good after party.
Sticks with it.
Right.
Yeah.
And she wanted in it for the meal.
Yeah.
And so then they leave and they follow the hearse. And he's telling her all about his grandmother and how much he loved his grandmother all the way. And they follow the hearse to the church. And so then they go into the church. She sits through the entire funeral service and holds his hand while he sits there and cries the entire time.
They've really covered a lot in this one day.
Yeah. Okay. So then he leaves.
Usually the girl is the one who's crying at the end.
They go to the cemetery.
Uh-huh.
She stuck with it. She went to the cemetery. And then after the interment, she said, please, take me home. And
I would have stuck around for the after party. That's crazy.
We're waiting to see if there's going to be another date.
When you said they met on Tinder, I knew there wasn't going to be a second date.
Right.
But this
reminds me,
I'm meaning to mention this. Yesterday, I binge-watched. All day yesterday, I binge-watched The Kaminsky Method on Netflix.
Okay, this really good?
It is so good. First of all, it's written by Chuck Lorre from Two and a Half Men.
Yep.
And it stars Michael Douglas and Alan Arkin. And Michael Douglas is an acting teacher, and Alan Arkin is his agent. And it's like a buddy movie, except about a buddy show. And it's about kind of the mortification of getting older. And it's so funny.
It's just like
so
the male
well-written
version of the Jane Fonda.
Grace and Frankie and Grace, or Grace and Frankie. I can never get that right.
Yeah.
Yes, it kind of is. And it's just, I can't tell you how well-written it is, how fast it goes. I was so sad when the 8 episodes, 23 minutes.
You watched all of them yesterday?
Well, they were only 23 minutes. Like, it's the easiest thing you can do. And so the writing is spectacular, and Alan Arkin and Michael Douglas are so at the top of their game. I cannot recommend it enough. It's so great. And the best part is Danny DeVito stars in one episode as a proctologist.
He's like, Louie, what is that? What is it? I'm like, I don't know. What is
the Lorne and Wally Show?
Well, we know that that's the original one.
On 105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.